Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's Austin Price, VolQuest.com. He joins us twice a week for the VolQuest Report on Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. Very latest from Knoxville. We start with Jim Chaney as the OC. And Austin, as of right now, he doesn't have a position next to his name, although are you expecting that to be quarterback?
I do expect it to be quarterback. I think Jeremy Pruitt's intentionally not put a position beside of it just in case, you know, the staff needed to work out a different way. But I know Jim Chaney was not happy when they kind of took quarterbacks away from him and moved him to tight ends at Georgia. And so I would venture to say he'll be the quarterback's coach here. But Jeremy Pruitt has not officially said that. And until he does so, right now, he's just kind of the offensive coordinator and that alone.
There's still a lot of things happening in coaching. Georgia just promoted their wide receivers coach to be an offensive coordinator. Dan Enos is going to Miami. A lot of jobs yet to be filled. So would it be foolish to think that this is the staff Tennessee's going to roll into 2019 with? Or do you think that something's going to change over the next few weeks with all of this movement?
Well, I don't think it would be foolish to think that, you know, but I do think that there's the potential there for some change. You know, I do know that Chris Winkie wants to be an offensive coordinator. I think he wants to be a quarterback's coach. I mean, he's kind of coaching a foreign position. And I get it. I mean, a lot of these coaches can coach several different positions. You know, it's former Vol running backs coach Jay Graham. He can coach receivers if he needed to, or Brian Niedermeyer can coach running backs if he needed to, or, you know, wherever. I mean, I'm just throwing out names. But I do think Chris Winkie wants to coach quarterbacks. And so does something, you know, come about where he can go and coach quarterbacks? Or coach, or be an offensive coordinator somewhere and call plays. I think ultimately, you know, he wants to continue to progress in his career. And so to me, that's one to watch on the offensive side of the ball. David Johnson potentially could be the other. Heard some rumors and some scuttlebutt out there about him. But until any of that happens, it's just all speculation. And, you know, if Tennessee, you know, ends up needing to hire an offensive coach, I do think, you know, there are some guys at play. I do think T. Martin would be one of them, unless he can get an offensive coordinator job somewhere himself. Or you know, somebody like Alabama comes calling with all their staff openings. And then another guy is John Lilly, who is an off-the-field coach right now for Tennessee. But Jeremy Pruitt's put a lot of trust in him. He let him sit in a lot of those offensive coordinator interviews back during the month.
Oh, Knoxville cell phone coverage got us again for a second.
He's back. He's back there, I think, now. Austin, are you there?
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back now. He's back.
Sorry.
He's back, baby.
I was talking about John Lilly. Just talking about what he's meant to Jeremy Pruitt. And so, in my opinion, he's another guy that you could look at, besides a guy like T. Martin, if Tennessee has an opening on the offensive side, as a potential hire for Jeremy Pruitt.
Juwan Jennings, not enrolled in spring semester right now. What are you hearing on him? Is he leaning towards going pro at this point?
Well, I think he wants to come back. I do think there's...
We will reset with Austin in a moment and try to reconnect on the phone in Knoxville. You know, we've had decent success with Austin Price's cell phone service in Knoxville. He's been the only Knoxville resident that gives us quality cell phone service.
Very consistent for a long stretch now.
You can tell he's driving.
We reset the counter today.
Yeah.
You can tell he's driving today.
Days without an accident. Zero. Days without
Knoxville bad cell service.
We're erasing the dry erase board number now. It was at 372, and it goes back to zero
our
today.
Our intern immediate is resetting the board right now.
Days without anything in our file also, now that we dropped another phone. It's like in junior high, we had days without a fight. and it would get to like six.
Where did you
school
go to school?
Days with a fight, and then there'd be another fight.
Was your school like
we talked
right
about
next,
this before?
Next door like, to the jail yard?
It was like a race war in my junior high when I was
South
growing
Central
up.
Central Wilson County.
You didn't have a Shook
race
White there.
War.
Yeah, to help you.
We needed David Reed in that school.
I thought things should have settled down by the time you were
in school. I was cowering in a locker my entire seventh grade year is what I was doing.
A lot of atomic wedgies.
Austin, Austin Price is back with us now. Give us the latest with Juwan Jennings and him looking into the NFL draft.
Well, yeah, he explored things, guys. And I think Juwan would like to come back to Tennessee. You know, my question with Juwan has always been, you know, how much does he really love going to school? You know, he loves playing ball. But, college ain't cut out for everybody. I mean, you know, just thing going to class becomes, you know, when you're a student athlete and you're doing it semester after semester, and I get it, they're getting a free education, okay? So I'm not kind of, woe is me for Juwan. I'm just saying, like, it becomes hard if your heart's not there in it all the time. And so, continue to hear some kind of mixed messages on Juwan. A few people are saying that, you know, he's not going to come back. The people that I trust say, you know, he's trying in every avenue to be back on this football team next year. Obviously, the drop ad is Monday, and we'll see. The student directory, I mean, you check it, you see, and he still says the same thing it said for the last several days, which is, you know, left UT 12, 14, 18 or whatever. But, you know, that may not update right away, even if he had registered for classes in the last day or so. So, right now, I think he would like to be back on this football team. We'll find out first of next week.
Same go for Drew Richmond?
Same thing with Drew. I'm interested to see how this one kind of plays out. I know Drew, you know, moved to right tackle last year because Trey was going to play left tackle. He's only ever played left tackle. I think he was kind of, you know, he made the move, but he didn't really want to make the move. And so, you know, does Drew decide just to move on somewhere else with all this hoopla? Because, I mean, Drew's smart. He sees all the hoopla around Wanya Morris and Darnell Wright,
right,
this and that. But I know the coaching staff is telling Drew, hey, we need you. You know, you played football here. These other guys are, you know, 18, you know, which is the opposite sales pitch than what they're giving them. Hey, come in and play right away.
Exactly.
I think Jeremy Pruitt and the company would love to get Drew in here for spring and, you know, let him try to earn a spot on this football team like he has the last 3 years.
Where would you put the odds, and I know what Vegas is saying right now, that Tennessee is in play for Jalen Hurts, the Alabama quarterback?
Well, you know, I think Miami just ascended pretty good with Dan Enos.
Right.
Moving down there to be the OC at Miami. You know, I mean, I think they're in play, but I don't know if they're, you know, heavily in play. I know in talking to some people on the staff, you know, back in the month of December, you know, that was definitely an avenue they were going to, you know, look at with Jalen Hurts. But then, you know, do you wonder, how does he fit in with a guy like Jim Chaney? You know, because, I mean, like, he's not your prototypical quarterback. He's kind of like a running back that can throw, so to speak. And so I'm interested to see, like, does Chaney want to make a push for Jalen Hurts? Or has he seen enough out of Jared Garantano to feel like, hey, I can get this kid to take that next step that we've talked about on this show several times? But I do think they're going to look at a grad transfer quarterback regardless, just to help depth in that room, much like they did a year ago. They've already got Harrison Bailey in the 20 class. They got Brian Maurer. They have JT Stroud. So they've got some young quarterbacks, but trying to make up for that lack of depth the last year and a half, I think you may have to look at the grad transfer route again for the second straight year for that very reason.
So, looking at Tennessee's roster right now, Austin, if they're going to bring in 25 guys in this signing class, ultimately, there's six or seven guys who are going to have to move on. Maybe Juwan Jennings is one of those. Maybe Drew Richmond's another one. How do you see the coaching staff managing that part of this in terms of, quote-unquote, having to process some players who are currently on scholarship but aren't seeing the field on Saturday?
Well, you've got a handful that won't come in until the summer. And so I think that gives you time to kind of let some players work themselves through departing in the spring. So how many of these guys come and go through spring and then go, you know, I've been here a year and a half with Coach Pruitt and I've not really cracked the lineup. It's best to kind of finally move on. I think you see movement. You saw a little bit of movement after the season. Not as much as I thought. But you're right. There's going to have to be more movement to get this full cast of characters in from this 2019 class into the program. So, you know, I would say after spring, you'll see more movement, much like you saw the small movement after the season.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. He joins us twice a week here on the show. Austin, thank you. Enjoy the weekend. We'll catch up on Monday.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. VolQuest.com. Check out the War Room right now.